The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
The Mike O'Mara Show presents A Few Minutes with Andy Rooney.
Why do they have pearly gates in heaven? Heaven's in the sky. The sky's too big for gates. I don't understand pearly gates. What a bunch of crap. Whose idea was it to put dead people in a casket? A casket's where, not where I want to spend eternity. How about just burying me in my favorite chair? I don't need a casket. It's a box made out of wood. What's all this talk about the human spirit? The way I see it, when you're dead, you're dead. My spirit's in heaven, where they shouldn't have gates. Pearly gates. Bunch of garbage. I'm really happy to be up here in heaven with my pals, Harry Reasoner, Walter Cronkite. We have a table for four waiting for Morley Safer. I never really liked Leslie Stahl. Women like that leave me cold, you know, the really pushy ones. She always ignored me and she smelled like eggs. I hope Scott Pelley comes out of the closet. We all should be comfortable in our own skin. I told Scott that. There's nothing to be ashamed of, Scott. It's all right if you're gay. And I really, really like your ties. Why do they call it a eulogy anyway? Sounds like a medical procedure. I like memorial or tribute. Eulogy sounds like something you have when you're... colon is blocked. And I know mine was. Blocked a lot. And it made me smell like eggs. I'll never get used to technical terms that make something simple sound so complicated. Eulogy. Sounds too technical. Sounds like I have to pee into a cup. Speaking of that, I just peed into my pants.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Y'all got 15 minutes to go out there and steal me something. In this mall right now, each one of y'all go out there and individually steal $50 worth of merchandise, come back and put it on the table. Then we'll talk.
Okay, come on, guys, we can do this. It's just shoplifting.
You got 15 minutes. Let's go. And put your wallets on the table. I don't want nobody to cheat.
Okay. We'll get to work tomorrow.
Oh, wait a minute. We all just proved ourselves. How do we know you could really pull this off?
I stole $264 in cash. Rule number one, never give your wallet to a thief.
You saying you can't open it?
No, I'm saying I never worked on a safe like this before. I usually break into strong boxes. You never said it was a real safe made out of steel.
Going after $20 million, what do you think it'd be, wood?
What kind of thief can't open a safe?
Well, generally, I rob balconies.
Balconies? Like a cat burglar?
That way I never get charged with breaking and entering. And I never steal nothing over $1,000 because in New York that is a felony.
What do you get, like potted plants?
No, bitch, I don't be stealing no potted plants. I steal mostly satellite dishes. A friend of mine will be hooking up illegal DirecTV.
Hey, can your friend hook me up?
No.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com. Sounds of Michael Jackson. It's What is today? It's Monday.
Yes. The 7th, Mike.
And I got to find my right place.
And it's Alien Ant Farm covering Michael
November
Jackson.
November 7, 2011. Is it November 7?
Yes. It is.
Yes. Yeah.
I just want to make sure I got the date right. Starting to lose touch.
Well, the holidays
working
are here.
Working 1 hour a day.
Yes.
The really. Holidays are here, and it's going to be like a sliding gate to the end of the year. So
if I come in one day and I'm like, what day is it? You guys will know that I'm getting too soft.
It's been too long.
We are over 10 million downloads.
How many?
And still growing every day. I had a lot of weekend.
Did you?
Our show today is brought to you by Oakton Wine Shop. They're back sponsoring
back.
The show.
Yes.
Oakton Wine Shop, wonderful, wonderful joint at 123 and Hunter Mill in Oakton. They've got 500 hand-selected wines, and our guy Brian really knows his stuff. Mm-hmm. When he came by here, and hopefully we're going to get him to do another show.
This Friday.
Oh, fantastic.
What's time to entertain again?
He's coming by on Friday, and this guy knows his stuff. I have never met a guy in the business that picks better wines. He really can help you, especially with your holiday parties. 50 handcrafted beers, and over 50 cheeses and pâtés. Oakton Wine Shop also has delicious local creations, including artesian breads from Panorama. OaktonWineShop.com or hit their ad on our website. And the guy knows his stuff. Boy, he brought some stuff last time. Boy, I better be prepared for that on
Friday.
Do
you remember those cupcakes?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Everything he brought.
Goods. Look out.
All the stuff he brought was incredible. So it's Oakton Wine Shop. Mm-hmm. And they got a great following from our listeners here in the Washington, D.C. area and also online at OaktonWineShop.com. So here we are. It is Monday, November 7th. And on today's show, I want to talk about Mark and Rob goes sightseeing.
We had a date.
Yay.
Carrie, your wife that I think posted a ton of photographs.
She did.
We both did, actually.
They were almost professional quality
She's
photos.
She's got a great little camera, that chippy.
That really gave me. Really gave me an idea of being there and what a great day it was. I mean, a beautiful day to be out.
It was perfect.
Even the game, watching the game yesterday, I mean, just a crisp autumn day to watch the Redskins just sleepwalk through another performance.
I know you hate D.C. weather, but we get 2 or 3 days like that a year, and that was one of the best days of the year right there.
I loved it. My night at the auction, another circus clown performance, and this one was fun.
Oh, good.
But
what a relief.
It didn't start out that way.
Well, they never do.
They never do. RJ and I need to get our dates lined up for tomorrow night because we're going to the big hockey game again.
Well, you're
married. So my wife's not coming.
Oh,
so
I've got a free
slot. Are you free or are you taping your other show?
We're taping
tomorrow?
The other show.
So we need to get a. Are you open to?
I believe
to the
I
game?
Am. Maybe I have to find out. I think the missus might be
care
going
about
out
hockey.
Tomorrow.
Well, the reason I don't
I
really.
Do.
I mean, right, I know that. Right. Oscar likes going to the event, but you know, playoffs.
Yes.
I was waiting. Mark, I don't even know if you're a hockey fan.
Oh, I am. Yeah.
I was waiting for the second part of that question. Mark, are you free and can you call Lowell and see if he'd like to go to the game?
No, that would be for you if you're available.
Right. I have to double check. I don't think I am.
Okay. All
don't
right,
wear
so,
don't wear RJ.
That means that we could pick whoever we wanted. Mm-hmm.
You won't take random somebody. Listeners.
Huh?
Oh, he's thrown the gauntlet down.
Yeah.
I was thinking perhaps one bass player we used to know.
Oh, Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can take Paul. All right, yeah, call Paul.
You won't take
Paul
one random listener?
No.
don't wear RJ out. I've got a date with him on Wednesday night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? I'm going to be mellow.
Going to West Side Story.
the event. RJ, fill the slots. Your choice.
Hey.
Mark,
your shot.
Okay,
but
I'll
just
can't
you know.
Go, I'll call Paul.
But drive me down, okay? Can you drive me down there?
Yes, sir.
Can you do that?
Well, I was going to take the Metro. So I could be there at 6:05.
Yeah.
You know,
tickets are in your name, right?
Yeah, I have to.
Welcome to my nightmare.
So, Mike,
welcome to my nightmare.
Why don't you?
RJ is in control.
You have to meet
me
there.
Whose idea was it to do it that way?
The nice gentleman who gave us the tickets.
Thank you.
I think he had to do it that way.
Oh, because he had to have two separate. Yeah, names.
Mike. Yeah. Why don't you explore the world of mass transit?
Yeah. Why don't you?
A great hush fell across the room.
I've taken the Metro before.
We did that last year.
I've taken the Metro before. The Metro in Washington sucks ass. It's too slow.
It is.
It's ridiculously
but
slow.
But very clean.
The Orange Line.
RJ
You could grow oranges faster than that Orange
That's
Line.
That's why
moves.
They named it that.
The Orange Line sucks.
But if you have company, it's fun.
What's your favorite line, though?
I would love Metro if
the
it was
Rock
efficient.
Island line.
It's not efficient.
And private.
It's 50 minutes to get from Vienna to Verizon Center. Yeah, 50 minutes.
But then think of it. You don't have to fool with parking
you don't
downtown.
Have to park.
Okay, right. So you don't have to fool.
Yeah, but you feel like you're in a herd of cattle. I mean, it just it's too
so
much.
What's the problem
I love
with
the
that?
Metro.
I will I
like
figure it out.
I like the Metro.
Yeah, it's fun.
Where do you take the Metro from, Raymond?
Either East Falls Church or Vienna, one of the two. Right. Depends on the train.
Vienna's good because it's the furthest away.
Maybe I'll meet you at Metro. You want to meet at Metro?
We could do that.
But there are going to be 3 million people. Do you get parking at Vienna? Do you get parking there?
Parking easier at Vienna than West Falls. East Falls, yes.
Oh, God. All right.
Oh, well, he's talking like a commuter now. East Falls, West Falls, Vienna parking, West Falls, East Falls.
Available.
Are you going to stop by Kiss and Ride?
I can't make it
tomorrow. Oh, dear.
Well, Mark, maybe.
Who are they playing?
They lost yesterday.
Oh,
right?
My gosh. I have to look it up.
Carolina.
No,
I think,
no one
maybe.
Knows.
Might be Carolina.
I think they're playing Northwestern.
No, it's not Carolina. That's they right. just recently played
Carolina.
Are
these all the boxy
We ought to be
to
better
to?
Fans. I we know. Ought to really know who we're.
Mark's
you don't even care.
Me,
it's so. The event. It wouldn't matter if they were playing like a high school team.
But see, it did matter because I remember looking it up and I remember knowing, but I forgot, Mike.
All right. Well, Paul, our bass player, take the same people every time.
Well, you only have a certain few friends.
Hockey fans.
I don't have any friends.
Buzz,
what about jerky?
Go?
Well, hockey fans.
Huh?
I'm Jerky's not a big hockey
jerky
fan.
Jerky is fun. Jerky yeah. is big.
Officer
fun.
Jerky, as I like
Officer
to know.
Officer Jerky. I met some new friends over the weekend.
I'll drive.
Some new law enforcement friends.
I'll drive with Jerky in the car.
You know how I am? Like you know, like most people would be with seeing George Clooney in a place. I am like that with law enforcement.
Yes.
And I came, we went to the winery where I was doing the auction.
Right.
And we stopped at this joint out in Gainesville. And I was coming in from the patio where I was just enjoying the air. and as yes. I was walking in, somebody grabbed my arm and said, "Are you Mike?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "This is your biggest fan." And he's a law. I won't
Wonderful.
Mention. I won't
wow.
mention what area of law
what
enforcement, but I was.
Right.
It was a mutual admiration society.
Well, wow.
Go. Met some attorneys, you know. And
always
yeah.
good to know.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Met some power. Met some power brokers.
And Mike enjoys.
I was pretty damn psyched.
Mike enjoys going out for a breath of air. He's down to one pack of air a day.
No, but yesterday nothing. You know, nothing. Day
good.
Off yesterday.
Good for you.
Day off today. Day off tomorrow. Don't
just
touch
a quick
them.
Visit to the paddles, and Sunday was on its way.
That's it. No problem at all. Just woke up, you know, kind of like this would be the first breath of Sunday morning. Yeah. Oh me,
precious, dear, precious life.
Yeah, RJ, pick whoever you want. It's your dealer's choice.
Bring your lady friend.
It's your deal, Wade.
Yeah,
bring your lady.
You can really show it
well,
off.
I don't know if that'll work.
Hmm. Why not?
Well, she's not a sports fan.
I don't think it's a boy's
name. Yeah, that sounds better.
Oscar, we
yeah.
asked
so
you.
You don't think you can make it?
You
or
can't make
I don't think so. It's right. highly unlikely.
Hockey yeah, fans.
I'm sorry. Yeah, he can't. You know why he can't make it? Because I'm not Rob going to Mount Vernon.
Oh, no.
But anyway.
I'll call
yeah,
Paul.
You know,
wow, really?
It's like, you know, yeah,
didn't
the
expect
Ronick,
that.
The, Mark, the Ronick's just socialized
Rob?
With Speewax.
Yes,
the Maris,
that's right.
Got to leave the option to
The O'Mara's not even relevant.
Rob, can you go?
That's true.
No.
Okay. Well,
I wouldn't ask Rob because Rob wouldn't want
to
go.
No, that's,
Rob doesn't like
sure.
hockey. What?
I just wanted to be sure we asked everybody on the show.
Buzz doesn't want
nice.
To go.
Yeah, no, I'm not a hockey fan. So.
I mean, these guys don't like sports. That's why I don't right. leave them out of the invitation
we're,
because I'm being rude.
Oh,
I leave
I
them out
he just
because
knows
I know
me.
They not, wouldn't like to go.
That yeah. after the anthem is over, there's nothing for me.
We're not hurt.
Did you
that.
Watch the Ravens game last night?
No.
Oh, it was amazing.
It was a good game.
And Rob,
it was amazing.
Really?
At the Verizon Center, they put the words up of the anthem on the screen.
Don't need them. I know them all.
You know what? And we can jump right into the whole. I am really. This Iowa trip has just brought a new area of
you
sport.
You watched the game?
College.
Not only that, but then when I talked about where I met the law enforcement yes. guys, another part of that evening was watching LSU Alabama.
Yes.
Right.
And I am getting this whole
two?
College yeah. football mm. thing.
It's a new
I know.
Thing.
It's a totally different
the
deal.
The word I hear from college football enthusiasts is that, it's not me, believe me, they it say is, the game has a purity that the NFL
yes.
is lacking.
I don't
There's
know what
something
it is yet.
Missing in the NFL that the college level has in spades. And
I
it's
think
just, it's more fun, it seems.
It's just the level, yeah, I think the level of enthusiasm is it's a different kind of enthusiasm.
Right.
And, you know, you just get, you watch a college game, a big level college game, and you'll hear this din.
Right.
That exists the whole time. You don't get that in the pros. Mm-mm. In the pros, if your team's not doing well, you know, you go, nyeh, nyeh, and you go to your car and you go home like they did at FedEx Field.
Maybe
yesterday.
What you have is a loose wire in your surround sound. Maybe that's
great.
The din.
It was so much fun watching Iowa beat Michigan.
Yeah, it was good.
And the thing about it is, you know, Iowa, you know, that secondary for Iowa is, you know, is a bit suspect.
Yeah.
And just watching the both teams march up and down the field and knowing that we had been there just a month ago,
right.
It was
right.
so much fun to watch them beat you know, a huge program like Michigan. And congratulations to the Iowa Hawkeyes. And we are thrilled to still be on KCJJ. And we salute them for their victory out
there. Get out and vote. Tomorrow is election day.
That's right.
Vote for Steve Soboroff.
Is tomorrow the day?
Yes. As a matter of fact, tomorrow night live returns on KCJJ.
Really?
Yeah, because Steve and Tommy are only going to do 7 hours in the morning and then come back after our show and host live returns on KCJJ.
The password is conflict of interest.
I don't see it.
No, no. There's no conflict.
Here's what I
know.
Man,
if you were on KCJJ, I mean, if I was Steve, you know, you own the radio station. Well, we have Soboroff with a commanding lead. Really no point in anybody else voting right now.
The amazing thing is that you talk about conflict of interest. They did their big fall auction, you know, his harebrained get-rich-quick scheme.
Yes,
he did his fall auction last Friday. The whole auction, 9-hour broadcast, brought to you by Soboroff for town council.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not?
So get out there and vote, folks.
He deserves
it. Yeah, he has that community.
Have they had polling numbers? Do they know how Mr. Soboroff is going
to
do?
When I spoke to him on Friday, he was in a near second place.
Do we have Skype up? Do we have Skype up?
It will be up here in a minute.
Can we put a call, an impromptu call into Steve?
Oh, the pundits?
And,
the pundits can call?
And do like a political call. Election's tomorrow. We can't wait till tomorrow.
Exciting. That's right.
I don't think we can do it tomorrow.
No, you can.
Right? Legally, you're not supposed to do it on the election.
Well, you know, Steve is all about rules. but you can vote today.
Really?
I mean, you can vote up until election day.
Right.
So if you're in Iowa right now, you can vote for him now.
But I think if we could get him on the line, I'd like to have like a, we should
see what his platform's all about.
See what his platform's about. See what he's got planned for Iowa. Also on the program today, I just wrote this down because all weekend it was bite me in the butt, and it bites me in the butt now.
Nice.
My eyes are really, I mean, it's just getting old. It's your eyes.
It sucks.
It's your eyes. And I was talking
to you. It was fun watching you do your show prep today. You could have done Andy Rooney if your arms were a little longer. You just kept getting the paper further away from
it. You know, I just, it gets worse and worse and worse. I don't
know
the alcohol.
Have you thought of LASIK?
I don't know if I'm a candidate for it. I don't
what
think
do you
I
have?
Am.
Nearsighted? Are you farsighted?
What's the thing where, like, if I look at a regular piece of paper with print like this, uh-huh. If I look at print like this and I look at it here, I can't see it. If I look
so you're
at
nearsighted.
There,
you're nearsighted.
But even that isn't working anymore.
Right. But and, yeah, LASIK would correct that.
Yeah, if you got my mom and my dad both got LASIK and it changed
when
their
they,
lives.
How old were they when they got their LASIK?
They were, I think, 55 and 60.
We need a LASIK sponsor.
I got LASIK.
Yes, we do.
And I ran 4 furlongs in 2 seconds less.
Didn't you have it done?
I did. And then what happened is, surprise, I aged some more. So my eyes changed again naturally.
Yeah, get it done again.
As they will. So I need a tune-up. I've checked. I am a candidate. When we were at CBS, when we were in our last year at CBS, I got checked again, but I couldn't get off work to go have the procedure done. But I found out during the checkup that I am a candidate to have the correction.
All right, how
so
cool,
I'd like us to have that sponsor, too.
How cool is it when you get it done?
Oh, my God. I am not exaggerating because we don't have a sponsor. And I know there are a lot of good surgeons out there, but I got home. You know, you take a nap that afternoon and you get up that evening and you're fine. You're just fine. And I went to the computer and I sat down. I could see every little red, blue, and green dot on the computer screen. That's how acute my vision was after
well, let's
surgery.
Go grab a sponsor.
I'm writing it down here.
I'll do that. Yeah, I'd like to do that in a minute. It's amazing. If I'm a candidate, I have no idea whether I'm a
candidate.
You'll
be fine. Yeah, they'll fix that.
I could watch Cells
not so
Divide.
Much.
I mean, they love to promote on radio shows, so that's a good idea.
You know what?
You'd
love
it.
We've done them live on the air. I would come and cover it live.
I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
Because
freaks
you know,
me out, though.
You have to take relaxation medication beforehand. You would be quite entertaining.
And then they put your head in a vice so you don't move.
All I know is I don't even like giving myself eye drops.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I don't either, but I went through this and it was fine.
It's worth it to see again.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to because it's really getting to be a pain in
it
the
is.
Ass.
Yeah, it's
and
horrible.
You spent a fortune on white canes. <It's->
So do we have Steve's number?
Ready to go.
Let's give Steve see if we can get in touch with Captain Steve from the Captain Steve and Tommy Show on KCJJ in Iowa, in Coralville, Iowa. There is the big show with Captain Steve and Tommy Lang.
Shirt that I couldn't wear 2 months ago. Rob, not sure I should be wearing it now.
Do we have any candidates music at all?
Yeah, I think so. I've got something for you.
We'll have to ask Steve about those sexual harassment allegations. I'm kidding.
60 years. And I mean, he never goes in. He goes into those things with that gigantic.
They're on the radio. Talking about Cannon.
Why would the old man be lugging a gigantic tape recorder in there if he doesn't belong?
They're on the radio.
I know. I mean, it is kind of funny. Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Candidates Corner. I'm your host, Mike O'Mara. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, and we go to candidate for city council, Steve Soboroff, who is running, and we're going to find out about his platform today on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, is this Steve?
Yeah, yes, it is.
Hi, Steve. I'm Mike O'Mara, along with Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana, along with our candidate interns, R.J. Diaz, and also Mark Ronick. And this is Candidates Forum on the Mike O'Mara Show for Monday, November 7th, 2011. We're here with Captain Steve, who is running for, what's he running for, dog catcher?
City Council.
City Council. City Council. Steve, how are you?
I'm fine, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Sorry to interrupt your 500th discussion about effing cannon.
No, this is our Press Citizen Hawk Central segment. We're talking football. Child molestation, all the good stuff.
Hey, let's all put our hands. How about those Hawks beating Michigan?
Go Hawks! Way to go!
That was a fantastic game, and that Rob was a nail biter.
I agree, Mike.
That was a nail biter. It went right down to the wire.
to the wire.
So, Steve, you know, I know that you're doing your show, so you're trying to entertain right now. I don't know what the
my show. I tried to entertain.
I don't know if you can do your political thing while you're doing your radio show, but since the election is tomorrow, correct?
Yes.
We wanted to at least get out to our listeners your political forum. Well, Steve, what do you stand for?
Well, number one, I stand for full modulation, 125% positive peaks, a good threshold. Gate ratio should be good.
Way to go, Steve. I love it. He's got the engineer's vote.
That was just for RJ.
RJ, seriously. Steve, I'm going to paint a picture of what happened in the studio just then. Everybody, you had four guys that looked at the wall, and no one knew what you were saying.
Right.
And RJ unhinged his jaw laughing at that.
Okay, well, what I would like...
We are monitoring Cannon, by the way, too.
Tommy.
Cannon just shot a guy.
Hey, he's down.
Hey, Tommy, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. Now, what's going to happen if you get elected, Steve? What do you stand for?
I would like the community to be more friendly toward the students, more friendly toward business. I would like to see crime on the southeast side looked into and dealt with, and not just passed off as those people will do what those people do. I would like to... see the whole town represented, not just the downtown.
What do you mean by those people, Steve?
He's quoting others.
Mr. Santana, representing Bolivia, is very concerned about those people.
Are you talking about my people? You have my vote regardless, but are you talking about my people?
Yeah, do you think you're going to carry little Bolivia? PR power, man. PR power.
But I do believe that we have to... Listen, we welcome people in here to have better lives. And in doing so, we have to assure them that they will have better lives, and we can't just not deal with the problems. It just hurts everyone throughout the whole city.
Do you want to build a big fence? Do you want to build a big fence to keep them out?
No, I want them in here, but I want them to be residents here.
What about the Rob Spiewak law?
I'm saying the opposite of what you think.
What about the Rob Spiewak law?
The law about people with so large a forehead should not be allowed to wear other people's headphones because they ruin them and they have to order new ones.
That's the one you picked right up on.
Permanent karaoke night, you can still get married.
No, seriously. No one should be allowed to sing Ethel Merman at karaoke night, man or woman.
I put my hands together for that.
And this is why we need to put this man in power.
Absolutely. That's one. Well, Steve, now do you have any polling numbers? What are your chances in this election?
Chan can talk about those polling numbers.
Yeah, so are they good or are they bad?
Well, I don't have it. You know, I'm the underdog, and I seriously am the underdog. I'm not part of the political machine. I haven't spent a lot of money campaigning, as you guys can appreciate. I just think that if people want me, if they're happy with the way things are, they won't vote, or they'll vote for the people that are running against me. And if they want to change, if they want something different, if they want somebody to actually be accountable to them, and people know they can get a hold of me at least 6 hours a day here, then they'll vote for me.
And do you have a slogan before we let you go?
Yeah, please don't hurt my feelings.
I love it.
Steve, Captain Steve, and Tommy, have a great rest of the show. Yay. And, of course, you can hear this show, and you guys will hear us on the KCJJ at 5 o'clock this afternoon. And you guys rock. And once again, from the bottom of all of our hearts, we can't thank you enough for your hospitality.
Yes.
When we were out there in Iowa, we had an incredible time.
Oh, we love you guys. We look forward to the next time.
You guys, go enjoy whatever you were talking about, and sorry to bring you down.
We're talking about the pedophilia in Ohio. Penn State.
Okay.
Oh, Penn State.
Yeah, we got, you know, we got to cover that on our show today, too. We want to talk about that. Defensive coordinator. Thank you, guys. Have a great show. We will talk to you soon.
All right, sounds good.
Bye-bye, Steve.
Bye-bye.
Tommy.
That's Captain Steve and Tommy. Thank you. And geez, it's so funny when they get serious. Uh-huh. It's like I can't talk to Steve when he's serious.
Can I say, regardless of the shtick I just threw into his program, he is the most honest, nicest man I have ever met in my life.
He does care for the community, but what Mike brings up is that he has a cartoon voice, and he can't be serious. What he says, if you want us to be accountable.
But here's what I think. I really think this show... I think we could kick Steve over the top. You're hearing our voice right now, we have very good ratings out there in our little affiliate out in Iowa. And, you know, get out there and vote for Steve.
Make
I think
difference.
It would be a good move. So,
our
stamp of
approval.
Go out and support
him. He's a good man who's always supported the community.
And
there.
We will not give equal time to
and
the other
so
candidate.
Caring.
Don't
so
have to.
Caring.
He is a caring dude.
Yeah.
We will take a break. When we come back, I do want to, I guess we should touch on that Penn State, too.
Is touch really the word to use?
What's going on? We'll be right back. On my dishwasher suit, I call my baby, and let's go watch a movie. I'm in some movies, but she don't seem to dig that. And then she asks me, why don't I come through a flat and have some supper? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Our segment is brought to you by our Amazon page. This letter comes to us from Mike Smith. Hey, Buzz, just dropped $75 at Amazon to make some homemade toothpaste and did it all through the TMOS Amazon page.
That whole thing has got to be a lie. First of all, his name is not Mike Smith.
Right.
No one makes homemade toothpaste.
Well, I think this guy did it at Amazon. He got his homemade toothpaste kit. Love you long time. That comes to us from Mike. I was thinking the
hardest thing is getting it in the tube.
If everybody that listens to this show bought something for like $5 at Amazon,
right?
We'd be set. $10, Rob said.
Thank you.
$10.
Be incredible.
It would be.
I don't care.
All right,
so here's my new pitch. Here's my new desperate pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Because we always get desperate for money at the end of the year on the Mike O'Mara show. This is my desperate pitch, okay? Everybody go to Amazon through our show and buy at least a $10 gift for somebody on Amazon this Christmas
season. Buy a $10 gift for yourself.
Yeah, buy a $10 gift for yourself.
Would it kill you?
It would kill you. You do that, and we're set for the year.
Yeah.
We're very happy.
And
we would
besides,
be very
you know
happy.
What? To all our listeners, you deserve it.
And we'll be selling. Hey, now don't get me wrong. We'll be selling something else before the end of the year you're going to really like, too.
These are exclusive.
It's going to be our road trip to Iowa, where you're going to see every little nook and cranny of everybody and all the nude scenes.
Right.
All the orgies, everything. But we want right now we're selling this. Go to the Amazon page, Mike O'Mara Show /Amazon,
right.
And it's that easy. Really, we would appreciate that. MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon, and that's how you support the show. You know that. We've told you that.
I just heard this about the DVD. Did you know that our DVD will feature Hot Bolivian Love?
Hot Bolivian Love.
It will. I've seen it.
Our DVD will have sex.
Yes.
It will have violence.
Nudity.
It will have nudity.
Nudity.
It will have debauchery.
Mm-hmm.
It will have hot co-eds and short skirts.
Yes. It will also have intrigue.
It will have intrigue.
Yes.
It will have mystery.
Uh-huh.
It will have a chase scene. Am I leaving anything else?
Joy.
Joy. Will have any blood? Will there be any blood?
And
yes.
Miami RJ.
And Miami RJ.
A political candidate?
That's really not that special. We don't want to really talk about that. But it's
terrific
also,
money shot.
It's educational. It's educational.
It is.
Uh-huh. It's got gambling.
Gambling,
right?
It could be like the Food Network.
Yes,
it's got a little bit of everything. Yeah.
There's something internal struggle, man versus himself.
Yes,
man versus the environment,
mm-hmm.
and of course, man versus other men.
Man versus Mark Ronick's gas
and some, and some drug use.
It's got some. It doesn't really.
I don't know.
Well, if I did about that, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, Mike, me neither.
I didn't know about that. Welcome to the second segment of our program. I really know very little because this broke this morning early. I don't know why I didn't dive into it because it just kind of bugged me.
It's
made
a complicated
me feel all
story, too. It actually broke over the weekend.
So this is this big, strapping defensive coordinator for Penn State, who's accused of molesting...
Well, former.
Former defensive coordinator under Joe Paterno.
Yeah, until 1999.
At least 8 young boys in an at-risk program that he was very much a part of.
Okay, so these weren't the college boys.
No.
He wasn't going into the locker room and going, hey, can I see your wiener?
10-year-olds, I think, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Well, look, the details are just coming out, but... this is what I understand. I read up on this.
Do you have this in your news?
I do not.
We talk about this during the show today. The gist as I have is that this coach really who kind of made Penn State what it is today. Joe Paterno is great, but the linebackers coach, it was really Penn State was known as linebacker U.
Equally famous.
Because of Sandusky. Right. And like so many famous players have come out of that program. They've gone to the pros. That being said, what the government is alleging after a 3-year investigation is that this man, I think it's actually 14 different counts, different cases of different people, really sexually abused some people either on the premises of Penn State University or off the premises of Penn State University.
Including in the showers.
Including in the showers where he allegedly used his power and influence to coerce these men, these young men into doing sexual things that they didn't want to do. Now, the wrinkle here isn't just that. It's that the athletic director and the vice president of the university have now resigned.
Athletic director Tim Curley.
Yes. And the real, real, real situation for Penn State and this storied program in this university is how many people actually knew about this and didn't act on it.
Paterno, Joe Paterno knew about it and reported it as soon as he found out about it.
He alleges that he didn't know what it was.
Someone came to him with a problem. Yes.
Legally, Paterno did the right thing. He summoned his boss, athletic director Tim Curley, to his home the next day when he got the information. He passed it along. That Paterno apparently didn't follow up on the investigation or call the police himself remains a hotly debated topic of the scandal.
Right.
On Saturday, Sandusky, 67, that's the guy's name, Jerry Sandusky,
big name,
was charged by a state grand jury with a myriad of counts of deviant sexual intercourse, corruption of minors, endangering the welfare of a child, indecent assault, and other offenses. This guy was a molester.
Yep.
Curley and Penn State Vice President Gary Schultz were also charged with failure to report the abuse of a child.
Right.
It's mind-numbing. This is, to me, what's wrong with some of these programs.
Yep.
It's wrong with... they are so... monitored. There's so many rules that they dance around.
Winning is above
around.
Everything in some of these programs.
In these big programs, as much as I, and I say, listen, we're eyewitnesses to what that brings into the university and how many people are going to be embarrassed. I can imagine this is huge, but this is just, it doesn't get any worse than these guys. Of course they resigned. Of course they're going to be in trouble. You report it. You find out. I found out any of you guys were doing this. I'm calling the cops the next day.
Right.
I find out my sister's husband is doing anything. I find out my sister's doing something. I'm calling the police the next day.
You hear about this, you report this.
Yes.
How in the name of God do you find out somebody's a child molester and you look the other way or you don't report it to the authorities? It's ludicrous.
The thing that troubles me is that really I think that Jopa, as they call him up there, is legally okay, but morally he's not.
Right.
And you can't arrest a man for making a moral indecision.
Now, you're
decision.
Pretty close to that whole Penn State thing because your buddy Brad, right?
I've not even talked to him today about it, but it'll be, he's got a house.
But, that's the similar thing to when we experienced Iowa and all that. It's a huge program.
It's maybe even bigger. And their family's house is literally on campus.
Right.
So, everyone in his family went to, it's one of the colleges Brad went to.
Yeah, this is a guy that, I love sports. It's fun. Right. I get into it. He's a college football coach.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Whoop-de-effing-do. You're not above the law.
No.
And I guess they thought because it's Penn State.
He was such a huge hero locally that they left him alone. And you're right. They shouldn't have. Absolutely not. But there is something about, but he's Sandusky. Do we turn in Sandusky? We can't turn in Sandusky.
It's a huge story today. Yeah, and it's unfortunate that this happens. But, the guy is, if the guy did this and, everything's pointed to the fact that he probably did, he's guilty. And the guys that protected him that looked look the other way. There's certain things, you know, a guy goes out and parties a little bit, you know, and right. you know, and drives his car into a ditch and maybe had too many cocktails. I can see you look the other way.
Chappaquiddick.
You know, you
lady dies.
You know, no, that's when you don't look the other way. Right. You know,
do you
sit
think,
there.
Do you think Joe Paterno would have seen something was wrong if his glasses were thicker?
Well, Joe Paterno is still, I mean, 150 years old that's doing right, this right. anyway.
Yeah. But it's still not okay if, again, he, look, there was a lot of Joe Pa apologists and fans out there, but you would like to think, I would like to think, I would like to think that if you hear something like that, regardless of what you think, or it, you follow up on it.
Right.
You're the effing head coach.
Yeah, he's you know what? And the reason he's not getting indicted, I think that has a lot to do with
because
it's Joe Pa.
Yeah.
You know, and the whole thing. It's
I mean,
it's
you, come on. Well, we'll like that's what goes. That's what coaches. It's the same reason Pete Carroll rolled out when he saw all those sanctions coming his way.
Yeah,
he went to the pros. Mm-hmm. Who wants to leave USC? It's a God's land.
The guy's 67 now, but you look at the guy and like, what a big strapping guy this was. Mm-hmm. You know, with little kids.
Can
and
you
he
imagine
ran the at-risk kids program.
These kids
God
going and be like, oh wow, this is Penn State. How storied it is, and then he's like. God forbid what he did or told them he would do if they did certain things.
Oh, I mean, nasty. And you just see, and what? And it makes me just—I hate to do this, but I always feel a certain way about these people that gravitate towards. I hate to say it, that gravitate towards these children's things. Your Boy Scout leaders, your Cub Scout—it creeps me out.
It's at the
and
very
we've all
best.
Met the guys. You know that we're the guys like, ooh, that's kind
well,
of
Mike.
Odd.
At the very best, it is suspect behavior. At right. the very best, I think, and that's sad. I mean, wish it wasn't that way.
I was a camp counselor for a YMCA right. camp when I was 18 years old, yeah. and I was concerned about one thing.
Yeah,
banging the other counselors.
Yep. Sure.
Yeah, right.
I was no more. You know, the kids were like, "Go play kickball." All right, thanks a lot. That's mm-hmm. I mean, and I'm sorry. That's probably not the best thing to do. But you know, the ones that were like,
I don't
you know
most of those
gather
kids,
around, children. You know, sit in well, my lap.
Most of those to, kids know. Turned out okay, Mike.
They're Mark Ronick.
You have to have programs for kids, and there are people who are sincere in their desire to help children. But you're right. Anytime
I
you,
love kids.
Anytime
kids
you
crack
have,
me up.
Anytime you have a program for kids, it's going to attract. Yeah, child molesters,
this is,
and it really gets down to screening them and monitoring the program.
This is where it gets dirtier, though. Sandusky started a foundation for at-risk youth.
Yeah, right. He ran a foundation.
And he just,
right.
just 3 years ago, he got out of it because he had to, by law, he had to tell him, hey, I'm being investigated for child abuse.
Right.
So he hasn't messed with them since then. But
right.
imagine
horrible.
Those kids. I mean, that was his life.
The
yeah,
organization
was his foundation.
Could have been founded to serve his desires.
I mean, these
That's
are
his
kids.
Fun factory.
These are at-risk kids. These are kids that come from, you know, they're behind the eight ball to start with. So
right.
he takes these kids who are vulnerable to start with and does it. God, I just, yeah. Can I just say this? I think we have a really, really severe problem in America, and it comes from two different spots. It comes from the fact that we are way, way, way too uptight about sex in general.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's not. I don't think it's transparent enough. I think we're obsessed with it. We don't. We're not normal about it. We have a huge problem with sex, and I think that, in a way, manufactures these
repression
kind of perverts.
Leads to
I really do.
Because,
and at
yeah.
the same
factor.
Time, at the, now with that said, mm-hmm. the other
There's
side, which is completely on the other side
You're
of this,
right.
is I think we need to clamp down on the internet on all of this teen girls in the little because it's getting way the hell out of line.
Yeah.
It's way out of line. And I'm sorry. This is when I had a big bone to pick with Opie and Anthony and other shows that did this. When they go, when you go there, you have we have one step to go. I'm a father of teenage girls, okay? Mm-hmm. You have one step to go. You can get your satisfaction enormously. And young women, who doesn't like young women? Did we enjoy looking at the co-eds? We talked about
sure.
it.
Right.
But when everything is going to be
barely
boarding,
legal.
Just barely legal is the perfect expression mm-hmm. of it. Barely legal is
encourages
you're presenting something as this taboo that's okay. Mm-hmm. It is not okay. I don't like the term barely legal. I don't like the concept of these, you know, they're men that go over to Thailand to bang
right.
five-year-olds.
Children.
You know what I mean? That we have to really, I just think we have to be aware of this. We create this. We create this in our society. And at the same time, we're very uptight about other sexual things that I think we have to be a little more transparent of. I don't know. I think we manufacture some of these predators. They're,
I agree.
You know, it's like, you know, what turns yep. people on? It's the sweater girl. What's under the sweater? Not seeing but, that. When you repress, I don't know.
But,
I don't know. I'm
but
rambling.
These are two different situations. I mean, look, a guy like Sandusky, That's something you are wired and born with. I mean, that guy's been doing it for so many
right.
years.
You might be right.
That is a sickness. Now, there are perverts
might be, that
out
might
there
be true.
That,
that be.
Look at the type of porn that it shouldn't be on the market. I get that. But that type of blatant manufacturing of what the foundation, working with men, young men, boys, that is a sickness.
Right.
And that's not a sickness to say, oh, that poor guy is sick. That is a vile, it's a vicious, and that becomes a cycle. Dr. Drew talks about it all the time,
yeah.
where these people,
true.
Who knows if he if that man was
abused
the
cycle
as well.
Begins with the parent who may have been sexually repressed. I mean, I think there's a connection here.
I do, too.
I think he's absolutely
yeah.
sick. But it
there's
just...
mental wiring.
It, because if a man loves women, there's nothing wrong with that. If a man loves another man, in my opinion,
I'm not talking
there's nothing
about
wrong
that.
With that. But when anybody loves children sexually,
it's
that's a sickness.
Such
that's,
an innocent creature.
Exactly,
a living life.
Exactly.
Where
you're
do
ruining
like
a life.
Yes.
You're ruining a childhood. Yeah. You're ruining a child.
I
when
guess
you do
here's
that.
Here's and this is you know and I and you can call me a prude. You can call me a little repressed. But I'll tell you that concept of barely legal when you
well,
see
you have
that.
Every right to say that.
I just it makes me sick. It right. makes me because it's just the one step further than that.
Right.
You're right to the line.
The next
on
step
that.
Is yeah. not legal.
The next stop is yeah. you know yeah. is
illegal.
Hey, you're going to go right. into this and hey okay hey I really like the idea of that girl that's just turned 18. But you know what? I really like the idea she was 16. And that kind of humor makes me want to knock people out. Yeah. It really because you just what's the next step? Well, you want to go a little younger? Mm. Want to make it a little more of a turn on that it's more of an effing taboo? You want to go down to when they're 13, they're when they're 12. Hey, then get on a goddamn sex tour and go over to Thailand and find the children mm-hmm. because it's because it just wasn't enough. Now, do I agree that there are people wired that way? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Do I agree that some people are ramped up because of this material that's out there? Well, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the statistics are.
I don't know any statistics either, but here's what I think. I think we have gotten to a point, even in the past 20 years and certainly in the last 40, where anything you want is available and easily available. Not to say you couldn't get deviant stuff in the 1930s. Mm-hmm. You could, but because it is so...
It was in black and white.
It is, and it was hotter because it was black and white.
With giant, big...
Oh, huge.
Yeah. Bush.
Yeah, call the gardener.
Right.
But the thing is that because it is so available now, I think the envelope that we push gets pushed further and further and further.
Can't go
and
much further.
And that's true. But because of that, the people that crave what is taboo... which is a big deal to a lot of people.
You watch
they have to go further, too.
You watch the network TV and you watch Survivor, and they pixelate a guy because the top of his anal cleft, as we used to hear that on
oh,
the radio all the time.
The gluteal cleft.
The gluteal right, cleft right. is showing. They pixelate it, right. and then meanwhile, you can go to your computer, which is on your lap, and
right.
you can see a dog, you know, climbing on top of a
exactly.
woman.
Exactly, and
right.
it's so readily available.
What
I
is
think,
that? Weird.
I think...
what
is that?
Send him the link.
You didn't send him the link? No, I think it
not
is...
Not sure. It's, you can see that. Can't you?
I don't know.
Yes, you can.
But I
so
agree with
more.
You, Mike, and Buzz, too. I think they must be related because our standards have changed and also our real life and sort of public standards have changed because
but Oscar
they don't
made me
jive.
Think, when Oscar said hardwired, and maybe that's true because it's almost the same thing of, you know, that it is a sickness, that you are maybe predisposed to that. So
it's or,
no, no.
It's
well,
a sickness,
it's,
but it could be your upbringing.
Let me
much
be
as
clear.
Be
yeah. yeah. And all I know is because we used to have at one point a really close relationship with Dr. Drew, and he would call in almost weekly
I love the
when
guy.
We were younger.
I
yeah.
love Dr. Drew.
He was
and
looking
would,
for help from me.
And we would talk about this, and he said... It's almost, he would liken it to, and I'm paraphrasing here, when a child is growing up, the wiring isn't all there yet. Mm-hmm. So if somebody comes in and messes with the wiring,
right.
as in child abuse, mm-hmm. they unfortunately will have that predisposed,
right.
messed up wiring for the
sure.
rest of their lives.
And
right.
then
and
they
you can't undo
will
it.
Become
And
abusers.
That's what becomes a
right.
cycle.
Right.
So it's yeah. hardwired at a young age because unfortunately they've been through some trauma or tragedy right. that... Just they were defenseless to it.
Yeah, and it really just is something that I find it so hard. I believe in forgiveness and all that stuff, but it just is so hard for me not to just say, take the guy, you know, give him the Soviet-style justice, walk him down the stairs and put a gun in the back.
There are great law enforcement efforts to track down and to stop pedophiles, to catch them, to stop the websites that serve them. And I was pleased to report last week, I think it was, that Anonymous, the hacker group, was going after not just some of the websites, but the server that served all those websites.
Right.
This is an exciting development. It's a good, and I think that's the only approach, is to nail these guys
this way. Well, we'll keep tabs on it. And we'll find out. Sorry to get heavy. We get heavy once in a while when it's something. You know, we got a lot of guys in this room.
This is all politics first. We
started out. I was making fun of Andy Rooney.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Don't these pervs all look like?
He looks like a monster. This guy. You see the teeth on this guy.
But when you see a guy that's accused by this, and you look at him, and you're like, that's about right.
He had those. I won't say what kind of teeth he had.
Never thought of it before.
But he did. It was interesting.
I saw George Washington's teeth.
We did. That's right.
Yeah. Real quick before we break here, you guys.
We had a lovely date.
The Ronix, the Ronix, and the Spiewak socialized together. Mm-hmm.
Took
and
all three of the things. Took Robert, Julia, and Jabril. He'd never met Jabril before.
Yeah, the first time meeting Jabril.
And you took your daughter
and
Maya your wife.
And my wife, Melissa, yeah.
And the pictures were great. Yeah, anything special at George Washington's?
Well, I got to meet Jabril for the first time, and he definitely lived up to all of my expectations. Cool. There was one point after we walked through the George Washington's house.
Yes.
You get to go outside, out back, and you get to see that beautiful view of the Potomac River.
Yeah, maybe the gorgeous. Best in the city.
And I've only seen Mount Vernon from the water.
Right. And where the weather was perfect. Yeah. It was just a lot of people were just hanging out there, just sitting around and, you know, just doing their thing. The first thing that happens is Jabril and Robert run. They find a big hill and they just hit the ground and start rolling down the hill together.
They've just seen artifacts from the 1600s. They saw the key to the Bastille. They saw the sword that George Washington took with him into the battles. Mm-hmm. And they can we roll down the hill?
That's right.
Yeah. But okay, all of a sudden, Jabril is just missing. I don't see him.
Oh,
I see
no.
Robert.
He's in the river.
And a little while later, he comes out of the bushes, and he is just covered in dirt. Head to toe, just covered in dirt.
His jeans and T-shirt have changed from white and blue to solid brown, the color of cinnamon.
What did he do?
He said, I was rolling in the rocks. He just found some rocks
you
and was rolling
that?
In rocks.
My favorite moment with Jabril yesterday, and once again, you really should go to Mount Vernon because historically it's wonderful, but if you can bring Jabril, it's a lot more fun.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
When we're leaving the visitor's center, we all go through, and I guess there was, eight of us all together? Because my mom was there as well.
Yeah, I got to meet Rob's mom, too.
Right. And so we're all leaving, and Jabril's just holding the door, and I'm waiting, and he's looking, and he's looking. And I realize we've all left. I said, Jabril, why are you holding the door? And he looked at me, he says, I don't know. I said, well, let's go home, buddy.
And so what was as far as Mount Vernon itself, what was the neatest thing about going there?
I think it's the neatest thing is just to see the kids and the way that they react to it. And the three or four of them really excited about it. Like
They really got into it. I liked watching Robert. They have a working blacksmith shop.
Rob gave me a statistic before the show, a statistic about George Washington that was pretty amazing.
Fascinating.
Yeah,
that at the time of his inauguration, he battled bad teeth his entire life.
Sure.
But when he was inaugurated as president of the United States, he had one tooth left in his head.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
Yeah. Now, when he was inaugurated, you said he had one tooth in his head, but did he have the fake ones?
Yeah, and they have his teeth there. They're made out of, I think,
ivory.
Ivory, yeah.
Right.
And one group, there was a lot of Asians there, which was a highlight for me.
Mm-hmm. Saw that post.
And did you see the picture?
Yeah.
Great picture of a Chinese woman standing by the sign that said Orientation Center.
I see.
That's the first thing Rob tells me when I walk
in. The whole
I got this great picture.
And I had to pretend I was checking my phone because it wasn't easy to get.
Of
but
course
anyway,
not.
My personal highlight is when we were going through the music room where, you know, George Washington would entertain.
Right.
And the tour guide says, George Washington could neither sing nor play the harpsichord, but the general loved to dance.
Yes.
And this 5-year-old Chinese kid just went, because you don't think of George Washington.
No, this is where Rob sweats the details, because I said, Rob, was this an American, an Asian American, or was it? I don't know.
It's Chinese kid.
I don't care. He doesn't care.
I mean, it wasn't obvious, like by wearing a rice paddy hat.
Does
it was obviously an
to
Asian
Mount
child. Yes, but Carrie got a Groupon.
Oh. Yeah.
And honestly,
very cheap.
That's the reason we went, because Carrie found a deal and she was looking for something to do. But we will definitely go back. The new Welcome Center is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
They have like really realistic wax statues of George Washington. I hate wax museums, but the way he looked at age 19, 45, and at 62. And you can see they made his face more swollen because of his teeth, his tooth trouble.
Yeah.
Very cool stuff.
Rob, where is the picture? Where is the picture on your wall?
It's a scroll down. It's before the two albums, the one that I posted and the one that Carrie posted. It's, I posted it from my phone.
Well, Mark and Rob both have daughters roughly 9, 10 years old, right?
Yeah, eight and ten.
Yeah, and they get on thick as thieves. They are great together.
And I see them getting together for fun outings and activities like this. And I'm a little envious, and then I think, no, I don't want a 9 year old. You know, so I'm
no, you really don't.
I'm okay.
But
with
if you've
that.
Got one
not now, Buzz.
If you've
not
got now. One already, it helps soften the blow. Mark will back me up. Yeah. It's easier to get them
I'm
together.
Sure.
It
I'm
is,
sure.
And it was a good time, and also
gorgeous day.
And Mark. Mark enjoyed my sarcastic remarks, I think. I kept telling him that none of the tour guides worked there.
Yes.
Because they would say...
He would say, shut up. She doesn't work here.
That tree was alive when General and Martha Washington lived here. I said, you don't know that.
Well,
nonsense.
I like the outings and the travel logs. And good pictures can be found on Rob's Facebook
Please
page.
Check it out.
And also Mark's Facebook page. Right. So check them out at Mount Vernon. And it was... And Jabril did not disappoint.
Did not. And you know what? Neither did Robert.
Good.
Robert is...
He lives up to his reputation.
He beats to his own drum, that kid. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
We will take a break and come back with the Audio Vault right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. I hate it when we get heavy, but every now and then, listen, we keep it real on this show.
That's right.
And if it's something that just broke as it did today, you know, you look at that, and you know, we're all excited about college football, and then you see an asshat like that ruin it for everybody. We thought we had to cover it. Our Audio Vault today is brought to you by M.C. Ginsburg. M.C. Ginsburg is jewelry of all kinds or any works of art you create. This year, give a truly unique gift. M.C. Ginsburg builds your imagination. If you need an object or dream up an object, turn to M.C. Ginsburg. MCGinsburg.com.
With the holidays coming, there's still time to have a really unique gift made for somebody you really care about. I mean, something you could not get them anywhere else. Ginsburg's your guy.
I'm having Ginsburg make me a small brass menorah that Mark can hang on his Christmas tree.
That's wonderful.
Isn't that nice?
That's wonderful.
Open the thing.
I think we've got the O'Mara record for the earliest putting up of a Christmas tree, which I think is a little ridiculous.
And I think it would be nice if all of us brought an ornament every day.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
Don't you think?
What do you got for the audio?
He'll be decorated
today.
In no time at all.
Take it away, Rob.
Andy Rooney is dead.
Yes, what? He is.
Miss him. Did I play when he retired? You have to help me remember here. When he was on with Da Ali G?
No, you didn't play that. No.
Okay, good. I didn't think I did. And I want to play this because this is curmudgeon Andy Rooney at his curmudgeoniest, if there's such a word.
Yeah.
Da Ali G booked him, as you know, that guy does. He's also the guy that's Borat.
Yeah.
To do, like a
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah,
right.
He is a hipster interview guy, and Andy Rooney doesn't put up with any of his crap. This is about a little longer than a minute and a half. I think you'll
surprised
enjoy
it. Went that
Yo, check it. Easy with none other than my main man, Andy Rooney. Like total respect. And today we is chatting about the media. The media is well important, isn't it?
It is important. If a democracy is important, people have to know what's going on in the world. That's why the media is important.
Does you think the media has changed since you first got in it?
Does you think the media has changed?
He hated grammar.
Do you think the media has changed?
Whatever. Does
no, it's English. The English language would say, do you think the media has changed? Not does you think the media has changed? Yes, I think the media has changed.
So what sort of things does you think the media should cover?
Do you think the media?
Do you think to me? I think it's an English-American thing, though, isn't it?
No. That's English. The English language is very clear. I have 50 books on the English language if you'd like to borrow one of them.
Let's talk about some mistakes that has happened or not happened. Has journalists ever put out tomorrow's news by mistake?
How do you know what the news is if it hasn't happened yet?
Yo, but if there was something like well important, like a plane crash, wouldn't you report that like a day early?
How would you report a plane crash that happens tomorrow today?
All right, safe. Well, you couldn't do that. But let's say it was something like the election, which is like a massive thing. Wouldn't you report who won that like a few days before? Because it's going to be such a massive story that everyone will want to know about it and reads about it.
But you don't know who won it, do you, until the election is over. How can you report it before it happens?
Yo, for real.
Okay. So. I don't think we need D more. Can't do this. Can't do this.
Yeah. Why not?
This is not going.
Is it because I was black?
I can't waste my time. Hmm?
Is it because I was black?
You're black?
For real.
Huh? Who's black?
Your eyes.
Eyes.
No, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't know.
Why not?
I don't have time. Sorry.
So real.
Yeah.
So real. That was fantastic. I never saw that. Never heard it.
And then you've got broadcasters that just don't get it, Mike. This morning I'm watching the Channel 4 Good Morning Show, and they have 5 minutes at the bottom of the hour just to give me my weather.
That's it.
And they've got to put the commercials in there. This is how Tom Kierine starts the weather. Tell me, does this help anybody?
This is a News 4 News Break.
Good morning. It's 7:26 on this Monday morning, the 7th of November. I'm Joe Krebs, a meteorologist. Tom Kierine's here with a look at the forecast. Tom, what's it going to be like today?
Well, good morning. We've got the sun up in a blue sky and also some tendrils of ethereal fog draped over the landscape. On this Monday morning, live picture from our Skywatcher camera.
Okay, they're 22 seconds into the 2 minutes they have, and they've told me jack.
And the question was, what's it going to be like today?
Well, it's going to have tendrils of ethereal fog.
Well, and incidentally, this is without any major storm on the ocean.
Right.
Yeah.
Tom Kierine would rather tell you anything than a forecast.
That's right.
He giving you a prediction,
he would rather
have you put knitting needles into his testicles.
Okay, we can do that.
He doesn't want to do it.
In his ethereal testicles?
And you know what Tom likes? Tom says, hey, I think salmon clouds over alabaster sky. Yeah, you son of a bitch. Give it to us straight. Thank you very much. Well pointed out, Rob.
And also, I wanted you to know that he's in Namibia today.
Matt Lauer,
the world is Matt Lauer.
I loved it. I love the say. I'll tell you.
It was beautifully done.
From a broadcasting standpoint, they did a magnificent job of covering, you know, of really educating me about a country that I knew nothing about.
I didn't even know where in Africa it was, so I thought it was a great
really
piece.
Amazingly done. Made me actually want to go over there. If I was going to go to Africa, that would be the country I'd want to visit.
Would you ski on the sand?
I'd love to.
But the thing I was most excited about for the 10th anniversary, new Matt Lauer jingle.
Where in the world, is Matt Lauer?
It has lyrics.
Show me a sign, give me a clue, drop me a hint and tell me something.
And we're not going to be too sick of that.
No. My favorite part was the actual piece. I actually liked the way they showed you where he was, and it really is kind of a unique, discussion of a country you never would pay attention to. My least favorite part is always when they put them in the little boxes, and the three of them have to say, and how much Al loves it because it's repetitious.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's
and
easy.
It's so easy, and he is in love with that because that's what he's all about. That's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
I want to like Matt. I really want to like Al Roker. Mm-hmm. I do, but I can't. I think he is a weak link. I think he's lazy, and for some reason, he's risen to the top there, too.
Yeah, that's
I don't
true.
Know.
Well, all right, we got time for a couple more.
Okay, this is a request from Mark yesterday, and I was right with him. After we saw some of the most spectacular historical artifacts of our time, what made the kids and the grown-ups go crazy but the fact that there's cattle on the grounds of Mount Vernon? And they had to get them to moo.
Okay.
Right. So how do you get the cow to moo?
You moo.
You moo at them.
Right.
So this, you have the payoff of the actual mooing, but I'm going to try to identify all the different players and then trying to make the cattle moo.
All right.
Okay?
Moo. Moo.
That's my mother.
Moo.
That's my wife.
Hey. Let's call Martha.
Maya, do it again.
It's Maya.
Martha.
Robert calling the cow Martha. Julia.
Wow.
That's pretty.
I think that's Maya again. My wife. Here we go.
Is that you, Rob?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wasn't that great?
That is a top 10 move.
That's your magic.
That's a payoff. Thank you very much. I was going, Jesus, how long is this going to go on? We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz and News right after this.
make me feel so young.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Time for Mr. Buzz Burbank and the news. We don't need to play Buzz's music. This can play in the background
as
Buzz is telling you who he's sponsored by. Take it away, Buzz.
Make me feel so young. Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by Encore Insurance Services, LLC.
Encore!
Even if you already have life insurance, you might be paying too much.
Encore!
May be able to help. For a free quote, visit SmartTerm.com. Call 866-347-5748. They'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at SmartTerm.com.
Encore!
Insurance Services. At Occupy Wall Street protests around the country, there were about 20 people arrested over the weekend this week, but there was only one arrest in Atlanta. One woman draped in an American flag was arrested in a city park after curfew. Other protesters stood in a non-curfewed area just outside the park in support of the woman. After 7 weeks of protest, there are finally porta potties in New York's financial district.
Nicely done, Mike.
To accommodate the protesters.
Boy, you know, it was tough getting that rental truck.
I know, and you know, you had to do so much heavy lifting, but you know, I had to be at Mount Vernon. I couldn't help.
Yeah, it's tough, man. Yeah, and really, when you're hauling those porta potties around, you know, speed bumps. Jesus.
No, tell me about it. And for God's sake, keep them level.
You don't want that. No. You had help from Bette Midler, so that was good. She's actually largely responsible for the porta potties.
Yeah, she actually could fit one of them between two of her breasts.
Oh. She's large in many ways.
As opposed to her other two breasts.
For these 7 weeks.
Oh, her gluteal breasts, Mike?
Up until now, over these 7 weeks, the protesters have had to use restrooms in fast food restaurants and other businesses, and unfortunately, in some cases, no restrooms were used. Mm-hmm. In Philadelphia, two protesters took time out yesterday to get married. 24-year-old Alicia Naus and 27-year-old Adam Hill met on the first day of protests in Philly and were married yesterday by fellow protester and Baptist minister Michael Pierce.
It's a beautiful city, and I give them beautiful wishes.
Nice weather for this. Going to get pretty chilly coming up here soon. There, that might fizzle out that Occupy movement.
We are the 1% with hypothermia. Mm-hmm.
Protesting, however, for the first time in, 40 years, is becoming a way of life in this country. In Washington over the weekend, protesters, some of them dressed as polar bears, protested plans to run an oil pipeline 1,700 miles from Canada into the U.S.
Go on, get dressed up.
There were still aftershocks yesterday in Oklahoma after its biggest earthquake in recorded history. There have been at least 40 aftershocks, 10 of them measuring 3.0 or more.
You know, this really, really is interesting.
It is.
Geologically, you are talking about stuff that has not happened in our lifetime.
Right.
You know, you've got the one in Virginia, now you've got the one in Oklahoma, and you're wondering, you know, what's happening next? Where's the real big one going to happen?
Good question.
Here, hopefully.
The quake.
Hopefully, yes, Oscar. That's what I said.
Most people agree the big one's going to be on Mathis Avenue.
This quake was centered just north of Oklahoma City and was felt in Wichita. Damage was light, although near the epicenter, three homes were significantly damaged and a local highway buckled in three places. In fact, a big boulder rolled in
what
the
was roadway. What was the intensity of it?
5.6.
What was the one we had? What was
it? 5.8, I believe.
Ours was a 5.8.
Yeah, okay. I think so.
Yeah, but out there, the wind came sweeping down the plain.
Oklahoma.
Gordon McRae.
A new medical journal report, by the way, says that of all the natural disasters, earthquakes are the deadliest over tornadoes, fires, hurricanes, tsunamis, and volcanoes.
And I don't care what anybody says. I was talking about this. Mm-hmm. We were having breakfast up at a restaurant here in Manassas.
Right.
And the guy was talking about, it's a restaurant that's inside of a church. And the owner was telling me how he's still repairing damage because they really, it's an old structure.
Right.
And I'm saying, I don't care what they say. I'm running out of the building.
Yeah.
Where is everybody that's dead found in an earthquake? In a collapsed building.
Right. And that's usually the cause. They usually say get under a doorway or something sturdy where things don't collapse.
I'm running out into the parking lot.
This
naked
study.
Naked.
I'm going to be there then.
Yeah. Well, these guys saw you. You know, you, Mark, and you, RJ. You saw what I did.
Yeah.
I ran down the stairs and ran straight outside.
Naked. Yeah, pulling up your pants.
Yeah, pulling my pants.
Later, F's. Potty. I'm out of here.
I left some baby Ruths up there too.
Think of the time you could have saved
some kids in the pool
if you'd skipped the pants. The study says
I went back and flushed.
Quake can kill up to 8% of a city's population. Is a much bigger ratio
Good
than the
you.
Potential death tolls from
What's
other
that?
Disasters.
Good for you.
For going back to flush later.
I think that's courteous.
And wiping.
The least you could do.
What did you say at the end there? We were very badly behaved.
Oh, that's all right. No, I was saying that a quake can kill up to 8% of a city's population, which is a higher ratio than any of the other disasters we mentioned.
That is an amazing number when you really think. It sounds small, but it's not.
We could get the fire numbers up if we went back to building with wood.
Right. And if I wanted to stay and flush
yes.
and be courteous, that would have killed me. me.
Be courteous, right. Kind, and forgiving.
Next time, you'll maybe skip pulling up the pants.
Fingers crossed.
Or would you rather be covered with bees?
Bees! They're ripping my flesh off.
Firefighters in Miami say they found a 49-year-old man dead in the home he was renovating. The man had been trying to fog as many as 60,000 bees out of a house in Little Havana.
In Miami?
His lifeless body was found covered with hundreds of bees.
Those are some MF'n bees.
Well, I can't think of a worse way to go.
An autopsy will now determine if he died from a fall from a chair or if it was the bees that killed him.
Ugh, that's scary.
Ron Paul won the Illinois straw poll over the weekend, and Herman Cain says he will answer no more questions about the sexual harassment charges against him.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. I'll have some Herman Cain poetry tomorrow.
Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. And finally, thank you, Florida, for teaching us that wild and crazy sex does not end at age 50. At Lake Worth, Florida, 59-year-old Alex Pratt and 53-year-old Clara Pearson have been arrested for grand theft auto, all because they wanted to have sex.
I go from Iowa to North Carolina, but where I really want to go is into your vagina.
Oh! Thank you.
Poetry tomorrow. Thank
Do you elect to give or to receive?
That was very fitting to our story, Herman. Thank you. This couple in Florida, walking by a gas station when they saw a Honda Civic with the engine running, they borrowed the car so they could have sex inside of it. Turns out it was a cop car. Undercover, you might say, and the police used their GPS to locate the car and subsequently the couple. Alex told police he has no regrets about stealing the car because, as he explained to them, he really, really wanted to bang his lady. Oh. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz.
In a Civic.
Our show today was brought to you by the Oakton Wine Shop. That's a good time for them to be back on this show advertising. Boy. Tis the season. Mm-hmm. He's going to be here on Friday, Brian and company from Oakton Wine Shop. They're located at 123 and Hunter Mill Road in Oakton. They have 500 hand-selected wines from around the world, 50 handcrafted beers, and over 50 cheeses and pâtés.
Ah, pâté.
Oakton Wine Shop also has delicious local creations, including artisan, or is it artesian?
Artisan.
Artisan.
Artisan breads. That's where they make them, like, in wood, right?
I don't know.
They're
that.
Actually made out of wood.
Are they?
Yeah.
From Panorama. That's where they get them from. OaktonWineShop.com.
Panorama.
Or hit their ad on our website. Hey, have a fabulous Monday. We'll be back with a brand new show. We'll try to be funnier tomorrow, but we got a little heavy. That's what child molesters will do to you. Thanks a lot. Have a great day. Bye-bye, everybody.
Hey, thanks for flushing.
Yeah, ciao, bye-bye. Ciao.
Vote sober. Bye.
Maya, do it again.
Martha! Yo, Martha! Wow! Moo!